not every story is a great story. So let's make sure that when we go out there, we try and tell really good stories told from people who are touchstones to things that are happening so that we can hear their passion, their insight.
This is podtech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and today on Marketing Voices, I'm in the Intel building in this museum, and I'm looking around, and usually there were a lot of kids here earlier, but they've gone, but if kids walk back in, we might have a little bit of kid noise. And I'm here with Ken Kaplan, who is a client of PodTech's and an awesome client, I have to say, because he's been working with us for years on social media. And he is now leader of the Virtual New Media Group. And Intel is doing so much that I thought would be helpful to all of the Marketing Voices listeners to hear about what they're doing, that we are just going to go through kind of a case study almost of what Intel's doing and describe the kind of challenges he's had and describe the efforts he's made to really be as successful as he is within the company. So, Ken, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Wow, thank you.
We're very glad to have you. So, first question is, get people a background on yourself, a quick one, because I think that they would love to know that you came out of the news business and how helpful that's been.
Yeah, I studied journalism, and I interned. I made $5 a day, and I did that for a year, or probably even more, at KRON-TV, which was the NBC affiliate in San Francisco. I was a publicist there, so I got to be the publicist to all the stars, all of the great news anchors and the reporters. But I also got to write many descriptions for news series. We had some great documentarians there. Ken Schwartz, Craig Franklin, these guys were wonderful storytellers, and I would have to encapsulate their one-hour documentary in a few paragraphs, and get the photographs, and it was a really great place to learn and cut my teeth.
Well, so what things do you think you took out of that you can say, I know that that's why I'm doing so well here today in terms of what kind of things I'm doing in Intel?
Oh, gosh. I think, first of all, cut out the crap, get right down to the core of it and, tell me why it's important, what it means to me. These are all, I think, key journalistic skills, storytelling. I probably will say it a million times here, even talking to you now, but I think you really have to have a respect for the audience, and you do that by telling a good story.
Okay. So what projects are you doing at Intel today that obviously leverage the storytelling, but that also make you realize that you are really on the, I think, the bleeding edge, if not the leading edge, of social media for companies in the Valley? So give some sort of a summary of kind of, okay, we're doing this and this and this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel that way. I think we are lucky, and we are trying out some things, and we've got the backing of some folks who've listened to a few of us who said, hey, some of this new media stuff is really an extension of what we're doing in broadcast. It's really just maybe delivering it differently or telling it in a concise, passionate way, not just in sound bites. So I think people understood that part. I think where we started first was doing podcast stories for some of the news announcements that we made. And then from there, learning from you guys, we keep learning from you guys how to tell interesting stories. And sometimes it's not just around a news event or an announcement. It's actually before, because there's plenty of information out there. Let's tie it up and provide some context. Let's tell people where they are today. And then also after an announcement, the story doesn't die there. It actually really starts taking life when people are doing things with great new technology or new services they're finding or stuff that I like to say are coming from great people from Intel.
So give the listeners a sense of how do you take an event and actually then turn it into a social media event? Because you do that a lot now. You've done it in investor relations. You've done it in your events. You've done it, with CEO interviews. You've really used every single, what I consider, PR event, in a sense, and turned it into a social media event. So
yeah. Well, from my perspective, it really is about the audience. It's really, sure, in our case, Intel's going to have some great news. It's going to have really important things to say. And frankly, everything it says is very important, especially when the company's owned by so many shareholders. You know, it's a company that's owned by the people. So I try and keep in mind that it's about the audience. So what's going to be a valuable thing for the audience? So in an event, they might not be invited to this particular event or a press briefing, but you know, they could have been, or they might be real interested in hearing the voices of the passion of how it was introduced to the world at that time. So we try and capture that and share it. And now people can hear it and grab it and listen to it whether they want. They can post it in their blog. I mean, it's just fascinating what you can do with this. And it really is about building a story upon a story upon a story. It's no longer these fragmented little stories. It's awesome.
So what's been your biggest successful project in your mind?
Wow. This one's hard because I tend to keep moving ahead, and it's hard to go back and say, oh, that was really good. I think the stuff that we're doing now, because I'm probably closest to it, is really fun. We're doing this People's Choice Award, this PC Design People's Choice Award, which just had people appeal to it. I mean, we're doing this industry event, $1 million. If you design a great PC, Intel will, you know, grant you a prize and marketing dollars. Well, we said, you know, that's an industry event. Where are the people here? They would like to see. It's very visual. Maybe we can open up a voting opportunity for them. So, you know, put up some pictures. The semifinalists are up there. You can vote, make your comments. We have guests blogging on there. I really didn't ask for permission on this. I just got people to participate. And, you know, my colleagues in the virtual new media team, which you'd said I'm a leader there. Well, we're all leaders. There are really a bunch of people who are passionate about this stuff getting together and trying to say, hey, try these things. Try things in a new way that really get the audience involved. So I would say that's an exciting one because I think we're going to be able to measure some really good feedback. We're going to be able to go back and show people at the top of the company, like, look, we didn't really spend advertising dollars to do this. We didn't really go do a big media push or PR. We actually just got people involved, and this is what they did with it.
All sounds too good. People okay. Saying, okay, give me a break. You can't be doing everything right. What's going wrong?
Yeah, well, two things that come to mind. One is we have this saying, just turning the mic on and letting it play and recording. That stuff, we tried that at keynotes early on, and we can still do that, but I just don't think it works. I don't, as a listener myself, I listen to the podcast. I just tune out, you know, but give me some thoughtful editing, you know, get me right to the point. That's, I guess, my news background a little bit. My preference for storytelling is really tell us the good stuff, and if we want to find more, I'll go dig into it some more. So moving away from just turning on the mic, I think. And also, again, storytelling, I'm saying that word again, is not every story is a great story. So let's make sure that when we go out there, we try and tell really good stories told from people who are touchstones to things that are happening so that we can hear their passion, their insight. And you feel like you know them after you hear that interview with them.
No, I would think that's really true. I know I do. When I listen to podcasts, I feel like I really know them. So what about success factors? How do you judge success? How do your managers come to you and say, what's good?
I run when they come. Intel's, you know, it's really engineer focused. It's run by engineers. Matrix. I come from storytelling again. This is a challenge for me. And what I've been doing is fending off a lot of people, I think, at this time. And have been doing that is we're trying to learn, and we know how to, we have some really good media relations folks, so we're building off of that. But I think what we're doing here is we still have some integration to happen, like PR, integrating with marketing a bit more, so that we don't have a bunch of stories and a bunch of stuff out there. We actually are more efficient, our stories are more effective, and they touch more people in a powerful way. So that's what I'm trying to get people on board with, and I think they see that. The other stuff is blogging. You know, they think of everything new media as blogging. Well, that's a huge and very important part of it. And we really just started doing that as a company. Well, we did it internally over a year ago. But really, to the outside world, which is the important part of blogging, at the beginning of this year. And we haven't really maximized it. It's getting great, reaching that audience. But I think each and every group, in some cases, could have their own little blog, or they could have their area where they go on and give their perspective of what's going on. And that's down the road. So for me, the success measurements are quarter by quarter, getting people more media savvy, social media savvy, bringing in some experts to talk, going out and meeting people, and getting folks to watch what's going on, find their favorite bloggers, go in and comment on blogs, read wikis, do this stuff, live it, do your own personal blog.
And so, Ken, thank you so much.
Well, thank you
for participating in Marketing Voices. You were very, very helpful. So we're going to have to get you back on here soon.
Wow.
You've had even more successes.
You'll have me back. All right. Well, good. I would love to.
So thank you to all my listeners. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.